This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. The number, it's toll-free, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I teased the story last night about Barack Obama and this supposed plan to destroy the Islamic State. We'll get into that here in a moment, but there's an indicator, and by the way, joining you in the studio this evening is Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
There's an indicator that we've got the right thing to talk about when the individuals on the show bring in the same show prep without having consulted one another prior to the show, because normally we consult right before we start the show. Mark, you have brought in the story, as did I, and it's pretty outrageous. From Everett, Pennsylvania, the freethoughtproject.com reporting. These guys get some really great
stories.
They do an amazing job. At Everett, Pennsylvania, a teenager is facing 2 years locked away over some offensive photos posted to his Facebook account. The photos depict him in mock sexual positions with a Jesus statue, and the Jesus statue does not appear to have been harmed during the incident. KRON Channel 4 reports the photos were taken and uploaded in July in front of the Love of the Name of Christ Christian organization in his hometown of Everett, Pennsylvania. The young man has been charged with desecration of a venerated object.
It certainly sounds like that would be love in the name of Christ.
Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
Which is defined as, quote, defacing, damaging, polluting, or otherwise physically mistreating in a way the actor knows will outrage the sensibilities of persons likely to observe or discover the action.
Well, okay. So that doesn't sound like a law that should exist in the United States.
No, it doesn't. But it's only because it's nebulously written. Like, defacing something that's not yours, that should not be legal, right? Damaging something that's not yours, that should not be legal. Polluting something, I'm using all the words from the statute here.
But damaging a statue of Jesus Christ should cost you the cost of repairing
the statue, not 2 years in prison.
Right. I mean, if you've defaced it, you need to make it right. And I think that to some extent you need to sort of make people happy in the way that you do it. But there's some things that just don't matter. Like taking a picture near it. Like, what is defiling? This clearly is, but what if he'd just gone and put his arm over the shoulder and acted like he's buddy-buddy with Jesus?
Well, I think that sort of the most nebulous part of this is the next word, which is otherwise physically mistreating, the next several words there, in a way the actor knows will outrage the sensibilities of persons likely to observe or discover the action. So that's, if they're going to be convicting him on something, that would be the area, right? Because he's not defacing, damaging, or polluting the statue by pumping it,
right?
Or whatever it was that he was doing.
Basically,
he is not. And so the question is, what is the definition of physical mistreatment? What's the legal definition of that? What do you consider physical mistreatment? I mean, that can mean anything, from what I can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very general set of terms there. And so he's been charged with desecration of a venerated object. It is a charge that was often used against people who burnt American flags in protest.
Which, so, I mean, I think that just about everyone will agree is a constitutional right.
No, I don't know if everyone.
What?
Everyone will agree with that, Mark. This is the flag you're talking about. People, their logic goes out the window when you talk about this object. It's sacred. to people.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
There's less than 50% of people support flag burning.
Oh, I'm not asking if you support it or not. I'm asking whether you consider it to be constitutional. Okay, do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me that the burning of the American flag is a constitutionally protected act? Now, I'm not asking...
As long as it is your American flag.
I'm not asking about, you know, somebody else's flag. I'm asking about your flag. And potentially on property that you own or control.
Totally protected. Or it
yes,
should be.
And I think that every court that has looked at this has said the same thing. That's why I'm saying that everybody who, you know, isn't mentally ill thinks that this is constitutionally protected. They may not like it. But it's protected.
No, I get your point there. But that's why they have laws like this, so they can get around those obvious free speech violations. Now they can just simply say that, well, you know, this is our law here, and it's desecrated a venerated object. People venerate this object. It's been desecrated 2 years in prison.
Good enough.
And they've used this charge against people who burn American flags in protest. I don't know how successful they were with those, but I imagine they were successful because if someone doesn't challenge it, if they just pay the fine and they take the plea deal, then there is no way to uphold the Constitution or to uphold free speech. So to uphold those things requires someone who's willing to go through the court process and someone who's willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court, which can be a multi-year-long journey.
Yeah.
And very, very expensive journey. In Texas v. Johnson, Johnson was charged with desecration of a venerated object for burning an American flag during the 1984 Republican National Convention in Dallas.
Good job, Johnson.
The case brought to light questions about whether or not expressive acts were protected under the amendment. The Supreme Court ultimately decided that the burning of the flag in protest was, in fact, protected speech, since it was done in an expressive manner with obvious political intentions. It's important to note that any act may be protected or not, depending on context and intention. For example, if a flag was burned in protest, it's protected speech. If it was burned as an act of vandalism, it's not, which makes sense because then it wouldn't be your flag and then it would be property destruction in that case. If the young man was expressing his distaste for the church, then legally, this is the opinion of the freethoughtproject.com, then legally, per our Constitution, these charges must be dropped. However, that won't stop them from continuing on with the prosecution. And I sure hope this young man is going to be lawyering up rather than cutting a deal, because I'm sure the way it's going to go is the way it goes for almost every teenager, is they scare the crap out of them with the court system, and then they offer them a plea deal, and look, yep, buddy, all right, you're faced with this serious 2 years in prison over desecration of a venerated object. Tell you what, we'll reduce the charge to a violation-level disorderly conduct, and you can get 6 months probation. How about that, kid?
Sounds right.
So I have a little factoid for you guys. So apparently...
factoid is not necessarily true, but in some cases...
Okay, well, a fact, then. In 2003...
It's a trivia.
Yeah, a small fact. A factlet.
It's true. The word factoid has become to mean something that is actually a fact, but a not very important fact. Right. But ultimately, the original definition was something that appears to be a fact, but is not true, from what I understand. Yeah.
On June 27th, 2006, the Senate voted down a proposed flag desecration amendment by the slimmest margin ever. The vote was 66-34.
An amendment?
Yeah, amendment.
Wow.
To the Constitution. Yeah.
But that doesn't end it when the Senate votes.
Sure.
Yeah. The vote was 66-34 and was just one vote short of the two-thirds needed to approve a constitutional amendment.
Wow. That's
for the Senate.
One vote of destroying free speech.
Would have made it federally illegal to burn the flag, is what you're saying, or do anything to the flag that's like not within the certain parameters of you've got to fold it in a specific way, and it has to be lit up if it's outside at night.
And this is according to the ACLU.
So
and
like anything outside of that would probably be considered desecration.
The problem
right?
with politics, though, Johnson, is that I almost feel like these votes are sometimes set up before they're made. Like, you know, the team captains go through, they count their folks, and they say, you know, yeah, we know this is going to pass, but we're going to let 65 of our most, you know, the ones whose elections are in the balance, we're going to let them vote for it, but then we've got our 36 people that are going to vote against it, and we're good. I don't know. I mean, I'm skeptical when it comes to politics, whether who thought what at any given time. I'll bet you there are people that wanted to vote yes for it that voted no because they were told to, and people that wanted to vote no for it that voted yes because they were told to. I have no clue what this means. This is the problem with dealing with liars.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And apparently, unfortunately, they've been considering it again. least this is from...
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make America better. We're in the, you know, throes of the Great Recession here. We can just eke our way out by outlawing the burning of the flag.
Well, it's not actually, apparently when they're considering it again, it's not just the flag. It's also burning a copy of the Constitution would fall into the same.
Well, there you go.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm just curious, back to the story here about the teenager who is facing 2 years for a Facebook photo where he's simulating a sex act with Jesus. What if you were to just, you know, like pretend like you're hanging off a cross, too? Would that also be desecrating the object? I mean, there's all kinds of things that kind of offend people.
That's the passion play.
Well, what about the favorite pastime of both Christians and Muslims, burning the Quran or burning the Bible?
855-450-FREE.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444. Call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
is Free Talk Live. Just because it's tacky doesn't mean it should be illegal. There's a 17-year-old male who's currently facing 2 years in prison for taking having a Facebook photo taken of him in a sexual position with a kneeling statue of Jesus. And so you can probably figure it out what was going on there. You're welcome to share your thoughts on what should happen in this case. I thought there was an interesting comment on our Facebook page. I'm going to share that here in a moment. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to join us via Skype as well. I just got a request from somebody earlier. Send a request to username lrn.fm. It'll be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype, and you'll sound way better usually on Skype than you would if you called us on the phones. And I want you to know about FreedomsPhoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, and that's what you get every day over at FreedomsPhoenix.com. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. They do good work over there at FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch. So the story was actually posted earlier this afternoon, Mark, by you, I think, over at our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, which you can access, by the way, by going to news.freetalklive.com. And you posted it earlier, so there have been quite a few comments posted on this story about the young man who's facing prison time over a tacky picture. It's something that teenage boys are wont to do. Is yeah. Do silly things, exerting their sexuality on statues. In this case, no damage was done to the statue. No one has claimed that any damage was done to the statue. The only damage in some people's minds is just that. It's in their minds.
And
it's
I would think that this young man is also expressing to some extent his religious beliefs. He's not a believer in the Judeo-Christian Abrahamic tradition.
Who knows? He might be a Satanist.
That would be somebody who believed in that. It could be.
Right.
The chances of him being a Satanist are far
pretty
less
low
than him being an atheist.
That's true.
Most people, many people claiming to be Satanists are in fact atheists. And then there's all the atheists that are atheists. And mm-hmm. a great deal of the agnostics who are in fact atheists too. So you've got this large pool of people who are atheists compared to this small pool of people that are Satanists.
So here's the quote that I like from Facebook. Renee Pinto made this comment earlier today. She said, pretty sure the person in the statue, the person the statue is of, that is Jesus, would just say to forgive the guy and carry on with life and love. What irony if he gets incarcerated by the owner of the statue. Do they not know that guy's philosophy?
Well, I don't know how much the owner gets to say about it.
That's a good question. Did the owner report it to the police, or did some offended citizen report it, and then the police just went ahead and took action without the consent of the owner?
Well, I think that the owner probably wants to be made whole in some way, but what we found over time here in Free Talk Live
is no damage.
I understand. They feel like they're damaged.
Uh-huh.
I said made whole in some way.
You're presuming that the owner feels that way, but okay.
I am. Yeah, what I suspect is that this young man could do, an afternoon's work at the church, on the church grounds, cleaning up or something like that.
Or whatever.
And that suddenly things would be made right. And then that would be an opportunity to do some discipleship for the church. They could act like a bunch of overbearing jerks, but they'd probably be better off showing this person the love of Jesus. And, they have the opportunity to do some conversion. This would be a really great opportunity for this church if that's what they chose to do. But the state has gotten involved, and like we've seen so many times, like every time the state gets involved, they got to get their piece of it. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a story out from my town where a dog gets loose and kills some chickens. They issue a fine to the person, to the dog owner, that then gets paid to the state for the
guy still
nothing.
Out his chickens.
Right.
That's how crazy it is, and it's like that everywhere. And it's very rare that you'll hear about restitution being ordered, although it does happen in New Hampshire courts, Mark. I have seen restitution be ordered in some cases. I don't know why it's applied to some cases and why not to others. But regardless, but to me, there's no restitution owed in this case. You don't deserve restitution because you were offended, because somebody did something you didn't like. You could claim that he trespassed on the property, but then again, it was probably open to the public, and he had no idea that it was, you know, it's probably not a no trespassing zone. So he likely didn't trespass.
He did it during the day.
Yeah, that's true. It's bright daylight out during this photo. And even if he'd done it at night, it wouldn't, that wouldn't make it more illegal simply because it was nighttime. No damage was done, so therefore no restitution is owed, in my opinion.
I disagree. I think that that this brazen act of desecration of this formed piece of rock does put him into some debt to the church organization. And I think that an afternoon worth of painting a fence or something like that.
What do you think, Johnson? Is this young man owe restitution to the church?
No. I mean, why should he? He didn't damage anything.
Right. Somebody gets offended. So, Mark, are you saying every time somebody's offended about someone's behavior,
I'm not talking about
their own restitution?
I'm not talking about offense. I'm talking about trespassing. He committed.
He wasn't warned.
He committed.
It's not trespassing unless you're told it's trespassing.
When you go on somebody's property and you hump their venerated object, you know what you're doing. At that point, he has used the property in a manner that he knew from the very beginning, unless he's some kind of brain-addled twit.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that he was going on this property to defile their rock. And this is their rock, not his rock. So, yes, they have created some kind of mental damage, as it were, to their special rock.
I think
rock.
That's opening up a Pandora's box.
Well,
man.
I think with the clear course of action here is that the church now says that he's banned from the property. That's it. Done.
Yeah, that would be an appropriate thing to where then if he came back after he had been warned, then it's trespassing.
I think you should.
Then there's a tort.
I think you should spend an afternoon painting a fence. Look, here at the studio,
there's no damage. He didn't damage them in any way.
I've heard
so
that.
So now
argument.
He can say. Now they can say that he's banned, right? And they can also publicly embarrass him if they so want to, if the community cares. And there's
not
their restitution.
Idea.
That's
not
all. That, if they want to say that, maybe they can Photoshop a picture of it the other way around.
What if
with Jesus in the standing position
sure
and him in the kneeling position? And there you go. There's your restitution.
I think that the young man should make good on this humping their special rock.
So you're arbitrarily picking out the number of an afternoon's worth of painting.
And then what do you do about all the Muslims and the Christians who have been burning the religious holy scriptures of the other ones? What do you do with them?
They own them. They're not on their property. See, this is the lesser included offense of trespassing, in my opinion. If he had trespassed, if they had put their special magic rock on public property, then I would have no problem.
What? Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense because it's still their rock. Even if it's on public property, it's still their property, is it not?
I don't think it does.
Are you saying they would have donated it to the public?
It's an abandoned rock at that point. That rock becomes public because it is on public property.
Mm-hmm.
They can maintain it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, okay. Well, Mark, so you're saying that you think he should do a day's worth or an afternoon's worth of painting or some other menial task at the church. But what if other people think he should do a week's worth or 2 months' worth? I mean, it's all just completely arbitrary, isn't it? What is it worth? The defiling of a holy object. This should be years' worth of painting. I mean, this is Jesus we're talking about here. Why aren't you taking this seriously enough, Mark? One afternoon is not enough.
I've got a question for you.
Stand by with that. We'll get into it here in a moment. I want to hear how you feel. Is there a restitution that this young man owes? Besides maybe an apology, if that. 855-453.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PillsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PillsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve controlled low interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN. 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. You can actually vote and submit content right there to the front page of the site. It works pretty well. It's based in Reddit, and so therefore it is free. So go to freetalklive.com. And if you value your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, meaning that your internet service provider, as soon as you connect to ProXPN, will no longer be able to track or know what you're doing online. They will have no clue. It'll all be encrypted. It'll just be your ISP at that point will just be a pass-through. They'll just be passing along all this encrypted data. And what they're probably doing, if you don't have ProXPN, is logging all the websites you visit and all the search terms you enter. In some cases, those logs are kept for up to 5 years. So you can stop that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can get started with their software. It's free to download. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and even Linux users can use ProXPN. Those setups a little bit different for Linux. Use code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. Code FTL50 gets you 50% off the price of their annual account, which drops the price to about $5 per month, which is an awesome price for the privacy protection you're getting. Because with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites. And if 50% off the annual account isn't good enough for you, well, get your Bitcoin wallet out, because you can get 62% off with Bitcoin when you buy the annual plan, and you pay with this discount code, FTLBTC. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then BTC like Bitcoin.
So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Go and get started there for free tonight. And then don't forget promo code FTL50 and FTLBTC. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. It's a great discount on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to Niall listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Niall, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. We're talking about the young man who's facing prison time over a photo that he posted to Facebook of him essentially engaging in a sexual, simulated sexual act with his clothes on in front of a Jesus statue, and wondering what folks think about that. Go ahead.
Well, it goes to the what is freedom of expression, what is freedom of speech? Are you allowed to stick your face in somebody else's and loudly say a racial or ethnic epithet right in their face, you know, maybe give them a little spray while you're at it? You know, that's speech and expression.
No, I would say that would be inappropriate, because then you would be cutting into that person's personal space, and spitting on them, of course, would be an assault.
Where's the personal space mentioned in the constitutional decisions legalizing outrages? That's basically what it is like, it's an outrage to common civilized peace. You know, it's like a disturbance of the peace. If you want to do something to get people really mad and upset, you know, that's fine.
But you realize that it is legal to call people racial epithets loudly. Like, you realize that that's actually legal?
Well, he was talking about getting in someone's face.
You can't get in someone's face and spit on them, but you can scream at people and say nasty, nasty things.
No. That, you're wrong. That is not legal. That is an assault.
Okay, just to clarify, I think you guys are miscommunicating. What Niall said originally was that it was getting up in someone's face, and that would be assault by spitting on them. But, Johnson, what you were saying is if the person was
spitting,
Johnson,
just spraying and loud, being really loud at them, you know? In other words...
Well,
like,
but wait a minute. Hold on. Are you saying... Wait, just to clarify, Niall, because what Johnson was saying was that if you were a few feet away from the person and shouting, that would be completely legal. Don't you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I think if you go up to, say, go to, New York City and go into Harlem, or say go to Ferguson and yell racial epithets at people on the street, you know, is that legal?
I think you have the illegal and highly unwise confused.
People have been arrested for disturbing the peace for much less.
Well, disturbing the peace is really a crappy catch-all charge. It is highly unwise to yell racial epithets, especially at a racially disadvantaged individual, because there's, you know, all this baggage there. I don't know what legal and illegal is in this circumstance, but I don't think that it seems like freedom of speech would cover that.
Yeah, I'm no attorney, but this is pretty clear free speech. And, for instance, you know, look at the classic example of the KKK march in, was it Skokie, Illinois, many years ago. That was obviously completely legal, though quite offensive. And, of course, we know that the bedrock principle of the First Amendment, the idea is that it's the offensive speech that needs to be protected. You don't have a right not to be offended. And that's why I'm saying that the young man doesn't owe anybody for what he did to the statue. He didn't damage it. All he did was, you know, some people's feelings got hurt. Well, it doesn't matter if his intentions were to hurt someone's feelings. You control how you feel. You control how you react to things. And putting the onus of control on someone else, saying that, well, someone else did something, so I reacted this way, and so therefore it's their fault how I reacted, that's nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's basically your, you know, lawyer, you're kind of doing a legalese interpretation of it. What I'm saying is, would he do that, would he get in a sexual position with a Koran, you know, and get his...
Maybe he would.
Facebook with his...
This is just a teenager. He's a teenager. Why would he care
just
if it was a Koran?
He's doing that to a statue doesn't make him Islamic.
The piss Jesus, you know, or piss Christ that they did in New York, that dinkbat artist, that it just...
Also not illegal. I mean, well, offensive, but not illegal.
It used to be illegal. Remember when at the beginning of the United States, if you said anything insulting or did anything really gross to somebody, they'd call you out for a duel and kill you, you know?
Well, I support dueling. I support the right... I support the right of free people to decide if they want to engage in a duel or not. I've come down on the other side of the issue with the Piss Christ piece of art, because as far as I know, he owned everything that was in that. Whereas on this circumstance,
wasn't the I hate saying that word on the air. Wasn't the Piss Christ thing?
Yeah.
It's not illegal.
It's the name of a piece of art.
It's the name of the 1987 photograph by American artist Andre Serrano.
I thought that the controversy around that was that there was some sort of government art money that went in.
There was, and I think that's despicable, but that's not really the issue that most people have. Most people are like, he shouldn't be able to say that.
Yeah, well, you're in a position where what you're doing is you're going with constitutional decisions that were made often at the behest of some organization like the American Civil Liberties Union or other fine communist organizations.
What are you talking about? The ACLU, this is ridiculous.
Just wants to enrage people.
It's ridiculous to call the ACLU communists, sir. It's ridiculous.
I wonder if people were calling them when they were defending Rush Limbaugh, you know, or
the ACLU. You
mean? Yeah. When they were
the ACLU. Look, the ACLU is an organization that has certain constitutional principles that they work very hard to uphold, and sometimes that crosses some people's offense. They don't like certain individuals or groups that the ACLU will come to defend. It's like the ACLU would be the kind of group who would defend the KKK marching in Skokie, Illinois. It doesn't mean they agree with the content of the march. It doesn't mean that if they're defending communists that they agree with communists. I've had the ACLU defend me in court. And they did a fine job. They were defending me on a freedom of speech issue, or in this case, a freedom of the press issue, where I was arrested at a Palmer, Massachusetts town hall building for holding a video camera. And the ACLU paid for basically the attorney to represent me in that case. And that had nothing to do with being a communist or, you know, who in the ACLU might be a communist. That's just ridiculous hate that is thrown at that organization.
Yes. Civil liberties is a pretty good thing, and they're usually on the right side of those issues from what I've seen. Look, I'm as much of a social conservative as the next guy in my own life, but I don't think – I think that people's – human rights are more important. And in this circumstance, Johnson, you did say you had a question for me.
He does have a question, but it's a long question, so we're going to hold back on that here in a moment. We'll get to the question. Your calls come first. Johnson can wait. 855-453.
Before we move on real quick, now this isn't a question. I just want to clarify that. I think it needs to be clarified that assault it actually involves a threat of bodily harm.
Well, then maybe it was battery. I don't know what it would be, but spitting on somebody is definitely a personal property rights violation. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We'll defend free speech, even though some of the people who engage in it are distasteful. And
highly.
Yeah. And some would argue that that includes me. There was a video I posted to freekeen.com today that some people are upset about involving me and one of the parking enforcers in town. So it was not liked what I said to the parking enforcer. We could play that later if we get a chance. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Plus, Johnson has a question for Mark. We'll get to that. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can also join us via Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Hey, Mark, how do you get a free pound of coffee?
It's easy. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Now, you can get either ground or unground, and how you want to ground and all that stuff is a possibility. I think the free pound comes the way they send the free pound, but nonetheless, you can, you continue on with the subscription there at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get all kinds of different stuff. The decaf isn't available, sadly, for the folks to get the free pound. But I do get the decaf through coffee.freetalklive.com. It's delicious, just as good as the regular coffee. And what's really great about BuzzBoxes is that they allow Free Talk Live to give microloans to families around the world. So for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to another family around the world. And that's every single month. So, and then those loans, as they're paid back, get compounded. We're really creating something in the world, and I'm really excited about it. Please, be a part of it. You drink coffee already. Drink better coffee and give somebody a hand up out of poverty. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
It's a great idea. Let's continue here, and we'll get to Johnson's question for you in a moment, Mark. But first, Julia is on the line. In California, you're on Free Talk Live, Julia. Via Skype. We have Julia in California.
Hi.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi. What do you think about how emotional people get about 9/11?
You know,
all over my Facebook page.
I haven't encountered it today, thank goodness. What are you seeing? Can you give us an example?
just pictures of, like, remember.
Yeah, like, always remember.
9/11 and
terrorist hunting permit.
Those people are heroes.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected. I mean, most people in America are not of the understanding that freedom it could be the solution rather than sending military men over and creating another terrorist attack down the line, and more and more and more as more people are murdered, as apparently Barack Obama plans to continue murdering people in the Middle East. They haven't gotten to that detail yet here tonight, but he gave some sort of speech last night outlining his plan for more war. So unfortunately,
in war, innocents die.
Did something special happen on 9/11 or something? I think I forgot.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It, of course, you know, we're talking about 9/11/2001 for anybody who has been in a cave and not paying attention to what day it is. But yeah, it's frustrating.
Well, I feel bad for the people that died on 9/11, but I always feel like the remember thing is about vengeance.
Mm.
It's not about, to me, it's not really, it doesn't seem to be about anything else. It always seems to be about, don't forget who did this to us.
Mm.
And I don't. You know, I don't know the answers to all these the questions as to who did what, but it seems like the United States did what the terrorists wanted them to do, which was
destroy freedom,
run off into the Middle East, destroy freedom here at home, spend so much money that it cripples the economy. I mean, you know,
well,
that's strange that the war on terror came right before the largest economic downturn in, you know, nearly 100 years.
I think it's important to clarify something, Mark. You said the United States government did what the terrorists wanted them to do. But what you mean is the United States government did what they were saying the terrorists want them to do, right? Because the U.S. government's line is they want to destroy your freedom. They hate you for your freedom. They hate you for McDonald's and Britney Spears, and that's why they're trying to kill us all. So we need to go over there and get them before they get us. That was their story. But if you actually listen to Osama bin Laden, and what he had to say, now, obviously he may not speak for all terrorists, but if you listen to some of their words, the new guy, not just Osama bin Laden, the British guy who's been ostensibly beheading people over there, it's all the same message. Leave us alone. So in that case, no, if you actually listen to what this supposed terrorists say, they're saying leave us alone. The United States did not do that.
Well, Osama bin Laden is quoted as saying, we are continuing this policy and bleeding America to the point of bankruptcy. Allah willing, and nothing is too great for Allah. So what his goal apparently was to get the United States involved in these wars so that it would bleed it economically.
Well, that's no. Oh, I mean, that may be their policy now that the wars are continuing. But the original request was, please stop bombing us. Stop killing our family members over here, and we'll leave you alone. I mean, that was the original request, and the United States
government
did not do
that. There weren't that many killings going on before 9/11 over there. What it was an occupation. They didn't like the United States being there. It wasn't the death. It was the policing of the illegitimate policing of that area.
Well, they were, you know, they were meddling in the politics.
I don't think Osama bin Laden gives a flying flip at a rolling donut at who dies. I really don't think he does. But he will use the outrage over, would have used the outrage over death to get what he wanted.
Sure. Anyway, go ahead, Julia. Any other thoughts you want to share? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Talk to her into the dirt.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Oh, by the way, I think you were misinformed there. That guy, he's not getting busted for disturbing the peace. What he's getting busted for is statutory rape. Anyway, I was just thinking, you know what would be wicked funny? If some country like Kenya decides that they're going to impose their income tax on every citizen of the country, no matter where in the world they live, and they're going to impose citizenship if you were born there or if your mother or father was born there. Because you take a look at that long-form birth certificate that President Obama posted on the White House website there. Sure enough, he was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, all right. But his father was born in Kenya. And that means that the bureaucrats in Nairobi have authority to impose upon President Barack Obama, as the child of a Kenyan born overseas, all of the duties of citizenship, including having to pay taxes. They get to decide how much of his money he gets to keep. keep, and he has to file all these lengthy reports about his foreign non-Kenya bank accounts with the bureaucrats in Kenya, just like the United States government is doing to United States so-called citizens who live in Kenya or anywhere else in the world. Wouldn't that be wicked funny?
Well, it'd certainly be it just goes to show how ludicrous the whole government citizenship thing is. Many people want U.S. citizenship, but there are drawbacks to it. There's no doubt. You go around the world, the U.S. government decides, oh, yeah, you owe us money no matter where you – if you make more than $90,000 a year, you owe us money.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. A lot of people, I think, are frustrated by these 9/11 remember memorial posts that are being popping up all over the place. I don't watch television, so I don't know how bad it's been there, but I imagine there's been some programming choices there.
I heard some on NPR on the way in, and I'm just like, oh, God. Well, you know, today's the day for it.
I saw a very interesting webcomic from Cyanide and Happiness, which is like they just do these stick figure kind of comics, where it shows a time traveler who comes out of like a time portal, and he's like, what's the date today? And the guy's like, that's September 10th, 2001. And he's like, there's still time. And then he goes and it shows him at the stock exchange. And he's like, put all my money on Apple.
Yeah.
The thing about these remembrance things is it always seems over and over again to be used as a cudgel to
blame the Muslims.
Well, against Muslims, more aggressive U.S.
Stir
foreign
up
policy.
For war. Yeah.
And it's not that I don't feel terrible for,
I think it was
all those rescue dogs that died in 9/11 or whatever happened, but. People are using it, and the media is using it too. Oh, well, not that much going on in the news. You can believe if, something exciting was happening in the news, some celebrity had released a sex tape or whatever, that would be the front story, but no, it's 9/11 and not that much is going on. We'll use this.
Awfully coincidental that Barack Obama gave his little speech just before 9/11, right? Like, perfect time of the year to start stirring up support for a new war, from what I understand, according to, the AP, Obama, to send 475 additional troops to Iraq, and he's got even more plans to commence some more killing in the name of freedom. 855-450-FREE.
They ran on promising peace.
855-450-3733. Old George Bush ran on no nation building, so they're all the same. You can take control.
America loves its liars.
Hour number two is on the way. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts, whether it's about the statue situation or ISIS or whatever. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.